This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Actually, I have always been this stupid. And yes, I did take lessons. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I mean that sincerely. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. And you can give me your email address. I want your email address. I'll wait. Go ahead. Put it in. And don't make everybody else wait. Anyway, I want your email address because I send out an email once a week. I let you know what's going on in the show, the stuff we're going to be discussing. Yeah, we're partnering with a few people that will be able to bring you some really special stuff on the website in that email blast. I think it's all, they're all things that I'm sure that you'll enjoy, you'll like having, you'll enjoy, you'll be able to use. If you have it on the website, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things that you've been afraid, and I mean petrified, of, because that's what they told you to be, right? The people on the left, the people who hate labels gave me all those labels. And you're supposed to be afraid of those things, and you don't have to be. Seriously. It's really that simple. Read, get informed, get engaged. Just, look, we had Dr. Lomero on in the last hour. And, you know, like he says, you know, people are getting it now. They're starting to pay attention. You know, these people on CNN, MSNBC, and all that, they think because they're educated, because they have a degree, because they have a piece of paper from a college. And I'm not putting down people that went to college, don't get me wrong. But when you're one of those people that went to college and you think you're better than me because you have a piece of paper, yeah, you're worse than I am then. Because at that point in time, you're telling me that it's because you... I know people that went to college for public speaking. Never got a job as a public speaker, graduated, and went back to teaching. How does that happen? How are they going to give you any real-life experiences? I used to love the guys that came out of tech school when I had 10 years of experience in the tech world. They'd come out of tech school and tell me how smart they were. They couldn't make anything work. If it didn't happen exactly like the book said it was supposed to happen, they were done. That was it. So, I mean seriously, those people that are well-educated, God bless them. We need a lot of them, surgeons, doctors, that kind of stuff. But you don't get a right to look down on us. You don't get the right to look at us and think, because you've got a degree and I don't, you're smarter than I am. It doesn't work that way. And if you're so smart, then why am I out there fixing your computer and you're not? All right, how's that? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us. All right. According to the New Yorker magazine, and I've seen it all over the place, but there were a bunch of the stories that came up, and I started looking at them, and I thought this was hilarious. Some of you remember a few months ago, when the crap really started hitting the fan with not just with Kavanaugh, but with others. And when President Trump pulled some of the security clearances, Brennan, all the stuff started coming to the top about some of the people that are keeping us safe, right? Some of the DOJ, CIA, what have you, the heads of those departments that are supposed to understand, know and understand our Constitution, and work from within the boundaries of our republic. But you have people, the heads of these departments, that are communists. How does that work? How does a communist, how does one that subscribes to communism help to uphold the Constitution, uphold a republic? Now, more than 30 years before the FBI began investigating whether members of Donald Trump's presidential campaign colluded with the Russians, James Comey, the Bureau's recently fired director, which I always put this caveat on. I said, I want you to remember something. I want you to remember that it was Rosenstein that told the president to fire Comey, and then Rosenstein went down the road of wanting to investigate the president because he fired Rosenstein. This is Democrat logic. Isn't this exciting? I'm sorry. You can't smoke enough crack to have that make sense. It just doesn't work. He was then a senior at the College of William and Mary in Virginia, with a column in the school paper, The Flat Hat. His commentaries satirized everything from the crooked politicians to classmates who fretted about life after graduation. On December 4th, 1981, he parodied Cold War appeasers. He said, "One must pause and reflect upon nuclear holocaust," he wrote. "I doubt many students have taken the time to consider the ramifications of nuclear conflict. The school's gym would surely close," he warned. Intramural basketball would cease, and the campus film series would end. I like a sense of humor at the time, anyhow. "The stakes are too high. It's time we folded. We should unilaterally disarm." President Ronald Reagan, Comey wrote, should send the Soviet leader, Leonid Brezhnev, a note offering unconditional surrender. Liberals, he implied, would be pleased with the Soviet occupation. The National Rifle Association would be flushed. Crime would decrease. Wow. The Pentagon would be a shopping mall. Jerry Falwell would be sadistically tortured. Comey is now 56. Before he was scheduled to testify about the Russian interference in 2016, he will probably be asked, or was asked, about the several personal interactions that he had with Donald Trump before May 9th, just before Donald Trump fired him. Now, Trump's view of Comey, you know, as you heard over the time, was all over the place. And, you know, I've often wondered this myself. You hear him talk about how great something is, or how bad someone is. Right? Doing a fantastic job. Follow you. Great. The guy was a buffoon. That's what he would say later on. The guy didn't know what he was doing. And I've thought back on my career in work, at jobs with people, and they come in like wildfire. Right? I mean, they come in, they know what they're doing, they hit the ground running, they're making things happen, they're changing things in their department. And then you find out that the reason they look so good was it was so bad there to begin with that any change they made them look like $1 million. And then you see the person they really are. When the crap hits the fan, when the pressure's on, you see the person they really are. Talk more about this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the real side. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 during a commercial. Head up to the website, therealside.com. I'll be back in a minute.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles. A four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. I really, really, really appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room. You know, the guy we were just talking about, Tammy, you should tell him to pull the show in and put it on speaker. anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just really being part of the process. And you need to be part of the process. You really do. You need to make sure you're part of the decision-making and that you're helping out and you're making sure we get our message out there. And I really do appreciate the time. Anyway, again, if you're not involved in a race in your area, if you're not involved in the process, you can't complain about it. I mean, you can. We have a right so far. You can complain about anything you want to. But unless you're involved with that person, unless you're trying to help the right person get elected, and then you help support that person, you're not helping. Not that you're making it worse necessarily, but you're not helping. And when you get them elected, when you help them get elected, don't leave them alone. Don't abandon them. Make sure that you're on their case, that they, not so much that they, well, you want to make sure they're doing the right thing, but on top of that, you know, you're holding their feet and you're supporting them. You support, because the most irritating for me as an elected school board official is when somebody comes to the meeting, when somebody on the other side of the aisle comes to the meeting and there's 70 of them there and I don't have anybody on my side. I don't have anybody that agrees with me. It's a representative government. I go with the side who shows up, who talks, who lays it out. If I've got nobody fighting the other side of it, then apparently the community wants A. And it doesn't work that way. But anyway, we're talking about the communist known as Comey. Who said it himself? This isn't Joe calling him that. Right? I mean, seriously. When he was in the, when he was being, I don't know, what do you want to call it? Interrogated? That's what he would call it. Right? By the Senate, by the Congress. There were plenty of questions. You see him, he looked like he had pain on his face, didn't he? Really, he looked like he was in a lot of pain. And I don't know if that was because, you know, the truth was trying to come out and he was trying to hold it back. Might have been it. I don't know. And I was talking before we went to the break about how Trump was going back and forth. I hate when he does this with people. I get it. You know, you got a guy that's working for you. You got like Sessions. I mean, he just recently really started pounding on Sessions over the last few months. He has made comments here and there, but he really has been a concerted effort pounding away at Sessions almost on a daily or every other day basis, which I think he has every right to do at this point in time. I'm tired of this PC stuff where you got a guy that's not doing his job. He's in government. No, let's get on him. Let's get him to do what he needs to do. It was the same thing with Comey, right? Let him do his job. And what I loved about the left was they were screaming that by letting him go, it was obstruction of justice. How did the investigation stop? Is Comey the FBI in and of himself? Is that it? Is that all they have? Anyway, and remember, Comey was the one who came out, and he's blown it in so many ways. But he was the one who said that we have all these things on Hillary, or Hillary has done all these things, but hey, nobody's going to prosecute her, so let's all go have a beer together. Right? Anyhow, on February 14th last year, Trump cornered Comey after a terrorism-related briefing in the Oval Office. Trump's National Security Advisor Michael Flynn had resigned the previous day, and Trump urged Comey to drop the case against Flynn. He said, Now, this is what I love about these comments sometimes. Is this urging someone to drop a case? On February 4th, when Trump says to him, I hope you can see your way clear to letting Flynn go. Now, that is not sitting there saying to him, this needs to go. You need to stop this stuff. This is craziness. No. When you look at what's going on and what took place, now I understand that a lot of these guys that supposedly lied to the FBI are going to push back. They're going to fight back on this. Now, Trump said, according to the remarks, Comey prepared ahead of the hearing. Comey didn't drop the case, obviously. And Trump didn't, as the left would have you believe, Trump didn't fire Comey because he wouldn't drop the case, because he wouldn't do what he said to do. Remember, Trump dropped Comey, well, one of the reasons. He didn't like him anyway. But Rosenstein gave him great cover, didn't he? Rosenstein hasn't come out and said, yeah, well, the president asked me to do it to give him cover. Rosenstein still stands behind him saying that he should have fired Comey before it took place. I mean, think about that. The New Yorker's trying to make it look like, Comey got hurt in this, or Comey was the victim in this. Right? I don't know. I look at this stuff and I think to myself, at what point in time do we push back? I mean, the Department of Justice, right? In 2003, Comey was asked at his confirmation hearing, the one where he became the Deputy Attorney General, how he might handle a politically charged case implicating an Attorney General who refused to recuse himself. He said, I don't care about politics. He said, I care about doing the right thing. And a profile published that December in the New York magazine Comey further smudged the lines of his political identity. He said that he said in his 20s he had been both, his words, and I quote, a communist and a Reaganite. I don't know how you do that. You know, he's one smart guy. He said, I'm not even sure how to characterize myself politically. Maybe at some point I'll have to figure that out. But I want you to hear, he called himself a communist and a Reaganite. And you'd have to ask him more to more clearly define that. But I'm sure it was so long ago, hint, hint, that he might not be able to remember. He may not remember who the reporter was or who was in the room with him. I just find this all extremely amusing, I'll put it that way. Okay, so when we come back, we'll quickly hit on the Texas GOP that flipped the state Senate seat held by Democrats for 139 years. I mean, my question to the Democrats is, where exactly, when exactly, or how exactly is this blue wave going to start? Right? I think the red wave is, I know, right, is holding it down. And you got to stop listening to the news, and I mean, you know what I mean by this. You have to stop listening to all the garbage, to all the propaganda the news is putting out 24/7. You got to stop doing it. It's really that simple. And then we're going to talk about the deep state that was unmasked, right? When an employee that says that he is resisting everything at the federal level, and you can't fire him because he's a federal employee. But you know what? That's not totally true. No, seriously. It is not totally true. The president has the power and the executive right to fire these people. Because this is akin, truly akin, to treason when you don't carry out the orders of the president of these United States. And yes, he is your president, whether you voted for him or not. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Senate Republicans are determined to press ahead with a vote on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh if the woman who accuses him of high school sexual misconduct does not show up for a Judiciary Committee hearing on Monday. Dr. Christine Blasey Ford wants an FBI investigation first. Democratic Senator Kristen Gillibrand supports Dr. Ford's insistence that the FBI should investigate.
There should be an investigation by the FBI because they're nonpartisan. They'll do an objective investigation of the facts, present those facts to the Judiciary Committee. And this is exactly the process you do for all judicial nominees, especially for the Supreme Court.
Grassley says he hopes she will show up on Monday morning to testify and that her prepared remarks and biography are due on Friday morning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
I'm going to see your host, listen to the Real Side of Houston Live. Alice Cooper, right? You guys remember him? Come on, some of you out there remember him. I know you do. Don't play that game with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All you got to do is send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Let me know who you'd like to hear from, what you'd like to hear, that kind of stuff. And anyway, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, the time that you're involved and engaged. And going with the, I don't want to say going with the flow, but at least being involved in the conversation as a whole. So, I told you, I want to be able to get through both of these stories. But this story in particular, I just find totally amazing. And I'm loving it because I'm constantly berated by people on how, Republicans have woken the sleeping giant. You've given reasons for Democrats to come up. There's going to be a sweep across the country. They must be talking about a broom and dirt or something. I don't know, because it's not happening. Okay, this big sweep across the country where all of a sudden they're going to start taking offices away from us and everything else, it's not happening. The Texas GOP flipped the state Senate seat. You heard Dr. Romero talking about this earlier. They had it for 139 years. We don't even put the best of the best up. We just put up somebody so they have to spend a little bit of money. Right? And I'm not belittling the guy that actually won. And if he takes the advice of the people around him, he'll probably do well. Texas Republicans got a big boost on Tuesday as retired game warden Pete Flores beat former U.S. Representative Pete Gallego. It was a special state Senate election in San Antonio District. Now, the last time a Republican held that seat, I'm not so sure we had electricity. 1870. That was the last time a Republican sat in that chair. Maybe this is something, maybe Illinois has hope yet. Flores will serve out the rest of the term of former state Senator Carlos Uresti until 2021, giving Texas Republicans 21 seats in the Senate, virtually ensuring a 19-seat supermajority in the next legislative session. Uresti resigned in June after being convicted of 11 felonies. Well, they do it here. Look at, they do it in California, too. They really, really, really screw themselves, if you would. They get the supermajority in here through elections. So their people put them in positions of authority and power, and what do? They screw it up by getting indicted. Because maybe they figure they got all this power in there and nobody can stop them. But these guys only needed, what was it? They need a 21 seat. Well, they have 21 seats. They needed 19 seats for a supermajority. And they're out of, unlike us, they're only in session, I think it's every other year. You know, some legislators are only in legislatures are only in session for 6 months out of the year. The way it should be. Our legislature causes so much trouble because they're around all the time. They're 24/7, 12 months out of the year. So, let's see. Uresti resigned in June after being convicted of 11 felonies related to a business venture. Gallego conceded at 9 o'clock when unofficial results had him losing by 6%, 53 to 47. Flores was boosted by strong support from all top Texas GOP elected officials. And they had, you know, people on the left think that, you know, Republicans are complacent. They're not going to come out. Well, I guess in Texas they didn't get the message because they came out in big numbers. I mean, turnout overall was low, but for a special election, Republicans came out in big numbers. The last Republican to represent Texas Senate 19 was Andrew Phelps McCormick, who left office in 1879. Flores will be the first Hispanic Republican to ever serve in the state Senate. So that's going to, wait a minute, what? Hold on. We have Hispanics in the Republican Party? I didn't know that. Nobody told me. I may have to think about my registration now. I thought we were like pure white. I've always been told that, you know, Republicans are nothing but old white guys. Did I miss something here? See, we allow them to set the narrative. Don't let them do it anymore. Sincerely, don't let them do it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Can I play any part of that video or no? You wouldn't?
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well. So recently, and, you know, our buddy over at Project Veritas, they're always getting in trouble because they do these, what do you want to call them, candid camera type of things? You can call them undercover, but, I mean, they nail these people. You would think by now somebody would catch on and go, you know, wait, let me check things out here. So, apparently, Project Veritas was out and about, was working with, what is this fellow's name, Stuart Carafa? He's a ranking member of the Metro D.C. Democrat Socialist of America. Which, think about this, 10 years ago, would you have used that name? Would you have joined a club and let people know and had a badge on that said you were a Democrat Socialist? Of course not. It wouldn't have been acceptable. And all of a sudden, gee, I wonder what gave them the power to think that it was okay it's okay now to push socialism. He has done the damage. It's time for us to undo the damage. So while socialists are embedded in our U.S. State Department, we can prove it, and they're actively working to subvert the current administration. Now, Project Veritas, we'll put a link up to it. I don't know, like you said, I don't know if I'm going to play it. I know there were bits and pieces of it out there. If I could grab a chunk, I would. They just released first in a series of videos exposing federal employees violating the Hatch Act. Now, engaging in partisan political activity while on duty is against the law. But they're sneaky about it. Right? This young man was bragging, "I have nothing to lose. It's impossible to fire a federal employee." Which is not totally true. See, I wouldn't necessarily fire them either. I think that's the wrong thing to do. You ever watch Mike Rowe's Dirty Jobs? I would have a list on my desk of all those jobs that are the worst jobs known to mankind. And I would tell somebody, okay, we're going to pay you the same amount we're paying you now, but we're shutting down that department. We're shutting down that job, or we're cutting back on people we have in that department. So we're going to move you over here. Okay? This is somebody who cleans out the drain pipes that are only the pipes that are over 50 years old. You got to make sure you get all the sludge out and all the stuff out of the pipe. That's going to be your job from this point on. That's what I would be doing. I would be giving the worst jobs that the federal government has to deal with. Now, the man, Stuart Carafa, the one we were talking about, he's a ranking member of the Metro D.C. Democrat Socialist of America. He went on to say that his mission was to resist everything and every level blank, blank up. In other words, screw, here, I'm going to keep it clean, screw crap up. That's his mission. That's what he said. Now, I want you to think about that. We have people in the federal government today. We have people that are working for us, that their only job, the only thing that they want to do, is to slow down this president. Now, you know, if you work against the president, if you are actively working to keep the president from being able to get his job done, it's against the law. I think you know that already, though. Right? And there, this shows you how mentally deranged they are. They are actively working against him to keep him from doing his job, keeping the president from succeeding. You're seeing that happen at the DOJ level. Right now, the FBI and the DOJ are looking for ways not to release the papers that the president has told them to release. And I agree with others that I think he should walk into the I'm telling you, not send them a message. I would have a full camera crew behind me. I think President Trump needs to walk into the DOJ, wake Sessions up from his nap, right? Get everybody around him and go, here's how it works. Those papers are on my desk in 24 hours, or these desks are empty. You're done. Now, he can go to a judge. They can go to a judge and try to stop him and all that, but ultimately, there is executive power. There is power. He has the power, I should say, to do some of these things they say he can't. So I go in there, I'm telling you, I clean house. It's really that simple for me. And that's what he should have done from day one, but I realize he didn't have the support, the backing to pull it off. And I think that's what he's going to have after the election. Here's my prediction again. If President Trump, after the election, has control of the House, control of the Senate, and I don't mean barely control of the House and barely controls, I think if he has a solid control of the Senate and the House, which I believe he'll have, I think you can see him start cleaning the House. I think you can see Rosenstein go. I think you can see Sessions go. I don't care about the lawsuits. I don't care what they threaten to do. I mean, I love these guys like Brennan, who gets his security clearance pulled, and he lies and says the president doesn't have a right to do that. That's number one. And number two is, who does he think he is? What gives him the right to have that? There is no guarantee for you to have a security clearance. None. Absolutely none. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GROW-CHERO, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for joining us. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with me, and when you write me notes and send me texts or emails or what have you, I do appreciate the time that you converse with us, and I appreciate you. Look at, let your friends know, your loved ones, your unloved ones. You really want to get somebody crazy? If you really get somebody that's a really hardcore liberal, send them over to listen to the show. Tell them, say, this guy's a liberal nut. You should listen to him. Seriously. They'll probably crack a tooth, brain cell, or something or two in a relatively short period of time. You know, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, the story I was telling you about, whether you have actually activists inside the Department of Justice and the State Department that are working against the President of the United States. They don't do what you want them to do. Right? The President lays out an order, and they don't do what he wants. Now, there is no way that I believe in any way, shape, manner, or form that there's no way to get these people, to get them out of there. And that's why I said to you in the beginning, when the President first got in and when the leaks were coming out like crazy, if I was telling this, I would have gone there and wiped the place clean. All right, everybody gone. Bang. See you later. I mean, unless you can prove to me that you've been a conservative Republican for the last 10 years, goodbye. See you later. I don't know. I'd find a way to make it happen because you knew these guys weren't going to work for him. So the Mr. Carafa's loyalties are not with the United States of America. It's not with the Americans. It's with DSA. Carafa told the, do I have to do this again for you? This is the Democrat Socialist of America? Because every time I say it, my tongue swells up. Carafa told an undercover Project Veritas journalist that he performs DSA activism while at work. So see, there's a reason to fire him right there. He's taking tax dollars to work for DSA. He's taking tax dollars to undermine the government. Isn't that great? But he says it. It's not like we're guessing at it. He explained that he drafts DSA communications while on the job at the State Department. He said, I'm careful about it. I don't leave a paper trail. See, I break the law. I screw the taxpayer. I just don't let him know it's me. He said, like I leave emails and I press blank that comes up. I leave all of that until after 5:30. But as soon as 5:31 hits, I get all my draft messages ready to go and I send them out. So he puts them together during the day, thinking that he can't be tracked. And then at 5:31, he sends them all. Well, how in God's creation, if somebody's using their brains to start looking and go, there's no way, buddy, you could put 7 emails together in less than a minute. You should have thought that out. He also admits that on behalf of the DSA, he monitors Virginia political news online while at work. He said, you can put 2 and 2 together with the web traffic. So with web traffic, I mean, I could make the case before a court of law that I'm going to the Virginia sort of campaign finance website, that I'm just interested in what people are doing politically. But if they also go and look at the DSA minutes and officer positions, they'd figure it out. And that's what they should be doing. Look, he's giving them the information. He's telling them what's happened. This is why I agree with Trump from a standpoint of truly, if honestly, if Jeff Sessions was truly, truly cared about doing what was right, cleaning things up, helping him drain the swamp, these guys would be gone within 24 hours. I would hold your own testimony, and we did some checking, and yes, you've been to the sites you said you've been to, you've been there during the day, you're throwing out 10 emails at 5:31, sorry buddy, can't do it. Physically impossible for you to put those emails together and send them. I'd have a new policy that you couldn't use public equipment for anything. You want to send out those emails? Do them on your own phone. Now, he goes on to say, he's so cocky, he goes on to say that he'll never be punished. He said, maybe someday I'll go to the Board of Elections jail, but probably not. He doesn't seem to be concerned about disciplinary action from the State Department. He says, I have nothing to lose. It's impossible to fire a federal employee. When he was asked if his boss at the State Department knows what he's doing, he said, nobody really knows what I'm doing. Some government employees are required to regularly submit disclosure forms to help management identify any potential conflicts. Right? Despite disclosing his political activities and officer positions on his financial disclosure form, Kraft alleges that somebody just rubber stamps the form and it goes forward. I don't know who the ethics officer is, but, you know, has anybody checked him out? Does anybody know where he stands, what he's doing? Think about this. Think, this is going on. This is what Trump is fighting, and I've seen it happen in government before. People don't like to upset the apple cart. They get their paycheck every week. They're not being bothered by their boss. They're pseudo somewhat getting their job done. And they don't want anything to change. It's like the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department right now. The sheriff's up for re-election. The sheriff is a conservative Republican. Oh, my God, can't have that. The fellow trying to take his seat, running against him that the Dems are funding, flunked the sheriff's test, or flunked the lieutenant's test 4 times. Now, I want you to think about this. He flunked the test 4 times. It means He couldn't even take the time to study it. He'd been working in the field. Supposedly, he understood police work. He flunked the test 4 times. And when he was being interviewed, and the interviewer asked him, how do you explain flunking the test 4 times? Or flunking the test? And he said, you know, you shouldn't really look at that as a negative. Think about how much studying I had to do to finally pass the test. I had to take the thing 4 times. 4 times I had to go through and study like crazy to make it happen. Yes, and you moron, and 4 times you couldn't pass the test. What, were you partying the other 3 times? Did you squeak by 1 point? I mean, honest, do you want the pilot that passes the written exam by 100% or the one that passes at 71%, which is 1 point more than you need? Oh, Alex, I'll take 100 points. Thank you for the safety. It's just constantly amazing to me. So the Dems, again, it's ideology. It shows you it's all about party. The other fella, you know what he's doing? The current sheriff, he's forcing his people to work. He's forcing administrators to do their jobs. That's not very popular in that kind of environment. I'm not saying the police officers don't do their jobs. I'm not saying the police officers want to be lazy. That's not the point. When you start forcing people to change, to do things differently, it's a very uncomfortable place to be. In one exchange with Karras, his attitude towards the administration and their policies appears to conflict with his duty to be impartial as a State Department employee. He says, I resist everything. Right there, he should be fired. That's not your job. Your job is not to resist. Your job is to do what you're supposed to do, unless it goes against the Constitution or breaks the law. Not whether it breaks your brain, breaks your heart, or breaks your ideology. That's not what you're there for. Stuart Karras is just the first federal government employee that Project Veritas has recorded an undercover series of unmasking the deep state. He said, we've heard a lot about the deep state holdovers from the previous administration, resisting change or nameless and faceless bureaucrats, slowing things down or leaking secrets. See, all this stuff needs to be exposed. All of it. We need these guys from Veritas going out there videoing these, even a real word, and getting them out there. And then what we need is somebody actually at the Department of Justice. We need an attorney general that'll actually do something about it. Here's a novel idea too, right? When you see these things, when you find out about these things, these people need to be immediately suspended, and it needs to be checked into. Immediately. All right, let's move on quickly. I got a short period of time to get this one out, which I think is great. She denied the bill's victims. Juanita Broderick blasts Hillary for calling due process on Kavanaugh's accusers when she wouldn't allow her and others, Juanita and others, to have due process. Remember, this is the thing a minute ago, just with the story I was just talking about. There's some people on the left, how does Hillary believe that Kavanaugh's accusers should have due process, but the ones that her husband assaulted didn't get that chance? Broderick came out, she alleged that the Arkansas Attorney General Bill Clinton raped her in 78, and then blasted Hillary for the hypocrisy of demanding due process for women to accuse Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Broderick was a retired nurse, home administrator from Van Buren, Arkansas, said that all the accusers deserve to have their case adjudicated, and that Dr. Christine Blasley Ford should also attend a hearing on Monday so she could put the facts on the table. When asked about her accusations against her husband, Clinton said on MSNBC that people need to take each of these situations on their own merits and that there should be due process for everyone. Oh, except Broderick. Right? I'm serious. That's why I said to you. They have two sets of rules. They have two dictionaries. It's the one they live by and change it as they need to suit their lifestyles and what they want to do. And it's the one they try to force us to live by. These are the people who want equality. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We're here all week. You come back and check us out tomorrow. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.